The pyramids of Egypt, the island of Gorée off the coast of Senegal, and Russia's Red Square are inscribed as UN World Heritage Sites and tell the stories of people in all their diversity. Irina Bokova, the Director General of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO, told members of the Security Council on Friday. Some people have even given their lives to defend these sites, she said. Welcoming the UN resolution on the protection of these sites in armed conflict, Ms. Bokova also warned that destroying these sites is a war crime and a tactic of war.
La destruction délibérée du patrimoine est un crime de guerre. C'est aussi une tactique de guerre.
The deliberate destruction of heritage is a war crime. It has become a tactic of war to accelerate disintegration of societies in the long term in a global strategy of cultural cleansing. That's why defending cultural heritage is more than a cultural issue. It is a security imperative inseparable from that of defending human lives.
Inseparable de la protection des vies humaines.
In 2013, when creating the mandate for the UN mission in Mali MINUSMA, the Security Council established the link between the illicit trafficking of cultural objects and the financing of terrorism, recalled the UN political affairs chief, Jeffrey Feltman. A year earlier, members of Mali's radical Islamist militia, Ansar Dine, used axes and shovels to destroy religious monuments in Timbuktu, an intellectual and spiritual capital that played an important role in the spread of Islam across Africa's Sahara and Sahel in the 15th and 16th centuries. Terrorist groups like ISIL destroy and traffic ancient sites to finance their activities and undermine the power of culture as a bridge between generations and people of different backgrounds and religion, Mr. Feltman underscored.
Terrorists, particularly in armed conflict situations, are destroying lives, but also visiting their horrific violence on historical sites and objects. Indeed, the deliberate destruction of cultural heritage and the trafficking in items of great artistic, religious, or cultural significance target individuals and communities on cultural and religious grounds. The protection of heritage, then, is not only a cultural issue, it is also a security and humanitarian imperative.
Trafficking cultural property is also a transnational crime. The commander of the Italian Carabinieri Command for the Protection of Cultural Heritage said. General Fabrizio Parulli is in charge of the world's first police unit specialized in the protection of cultural heritage, like paintings, sculptures, manuscripts, monuments, cities, shipwrecks, and more. Objects are stolen from one country, smuggled across a border or borders, and are eventually sold illegally in another country, he said.
To date, our investigation have led to the recovery of almost 800,000 works of art and the seizure of more than 1 million archaeological artifacts. We have investigated some 35,000 people and detained more than 1,000.
The looting and smuggling of cultural heritage is a complex crime that requires a special focus and unique expertise, he added. Mr. Parulli said he strongly advocated for the creation of a specialized police unit for the protection of cultural heritage sites in every country. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.